Hello and welcome to another edition of Scott Muni's Ticket to Ride.
Ah, she's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
When the Beatles first set foot in America, Scott Muni was there to greet them. It was the beginning of a lifelong friendship. From the early Liverpool days to the present, Scott Muni will be our guide with comments and memories from some of rock and roll's brightest stars. But most importantly, we'll hear the music that shaped a generation.
All together now.
Ring of John, Paul, John.
By Jove, they've got it.
And you know you should be glad.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice.
John, thank you.
Hi there, I'm George Harrison.
Hello, Ringo here.
I say you will when you won't, honey, don't.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Yesterday.
And everywhere. And in the end.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Muni. Welcome to Your Ticket to Ride. This week, we're going to meet New York City photographer Bob Gruen. Bob was John and Yoko's friend and family photographer during much of their time in New York. He also has published a collection of his works on John called Listen to These Pictures.
The Beatles was sort of the way you talk about your high school, college days. I was once there when McCartney's came over for Christmas time to visit, and it was really like that, just like old school chums, how you been, what's going on, how's the family?
We'll meet him and hear his recollections about John and the other Beatles. We'll also have a look at the doings from this week in Beatle history, hear a cover song from Todd Rundgren, and have some trivia, too. We'll meet Bob Gruen next on Your Ticket to Ride.
Ah, she's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
Welcome back to Ticket to Ride. I'm Scott Muni. This week, we'll be spending a little time with photographer Bob Gruen. He authored the collection entitled Listen to These Pictures, and also took that famous picture of John in his New York City T-shirt. Before he met the Lennons, Bob Gruen had worked with The Who, Kiss, and many other rock acts. But upon meeting John and Yoko, he not only went to work with them, he became a family friend.
Well, actually, the first time I saw him was at the Apollo Theater, which was pretty exciting. I was at the Beacon Theater that night, which was nearby, and I went up to the Apollo because Aretha Franklin was going to be singing at a benefit for the Attica prisoners who were hurt in a riot up there. And as I walked into the audience, all of a sudden, I heard the announcer say, ladies and gentlemen, John Yoko and John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And I turned around and there it was, and it's like, that was exciting to me. That was really exciting. I don't know who could have that kind of excitement nowadays.
If you let me take your heart, I will prove to you, we will never be apart. If I'm part of you, open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me. Big and black the clouds may be. Time will pass away. If you put your trust in me, I'll make bright your day. Look into these eyes now. Tell me what you see. Don't you realize now? What you see is me.
They sang a few songs with Jerry Rubin and a couple other bongo players. And then backstage, they were standing around and all these people, friends of the other groups and so on, were taking pictures of them, and I took a couple pictures of them standing there. And John was sort of talking to everybody, and he said, what happens to all these pictures? Where do all these people, you know, all these pictures go and we never get to see any of them? And so I just said, well, would you really like to see the ones I'm taking? And he said, yeah. And I knew that they lived out here in the village on Bank Street, just around the corner from me. So I said, well, I live around the corner and I could drop them off. And he said, well, if you're around the corner, just slip them under the door then.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Get home and tell me what you see, as we're joined by Bob Gruen on Ticket to Ride. It was a little over a year ago that the one-to-one concerts live in New York City was released. It came out on video as well as record, and if you've seen the album cover, you've seen Gruen's work. Bob looked back on that show with mixed emotions.
For everybody involved, boy, it was one of the most exciting things they did. I think the only mistake was opening in New York. It's a hard thing to do. New York's a very tough audience, and every tour on the road, they go out and they'll play 40 cities and then play New York, or at least play 5 or 6 cities or 10 cities and then do the New York show. But John and Yoko and the Elephants really felt it would go over, but they hadn't really practiced in a big hall like that. And also I think that people weren't really ready to see John play such hard rock and roll instead of a Beatle kind of pop music.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and Elephant's Memory from the Live in New York City album. In the introduction to his book, Bob Gruen says that he was as proud of the pictures he didn't take as the ones he did. This is a testament to the special friendship with John and Yoko. Bob says that they talked about all kinds of things, from children to the Beatles.
The Beatles was sort of the way you talk about your high school, college days, you know, great fun, great things done, but, you know, you go on, you do other things. I was once there when McCartney's came over for Christmas time to visit, and it was really like that, just like old school chums, how you been, what's going on, how's the family?
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me, somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine, girl, till the end of time. These days such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today.
I love you, cause you tell me things I want to know. And it's true that it really only goes to show.
Me Why and Things We Said Today on Ticket to Ride. When we continue, we'll hear more from Bob Gruen, including a great story about a night when the McCartneys unexpectedly showed up at John and Yoko's apartment. We'll also hear a cover from Todd Rundgren and travel back through the week in Beatle history. Hi, I'm Scott Muni. Welcome back to Ticket to Ride. Our guest this week is Bob Gruen, the New York-based photographer who's worked with many rock stars, including John and Yoko. Bob tells a story about one night around Christmas time when he was visiting the Lennons in their apartment. John was a little scared of the immigration authorities at the time, and then there was a knock at the door.
Actually, it was kind of funny because almost nobody can get into the Dakota where John and Yoko live without being announced. And this is while John and Yoko were under the deportation problem, which was when they lived down here on Bank Street. Actually, immigration agents showed up at their house and told them to leave the country, you know. So anyway, they were usually pretty nervous about people just showing up at the house. And we were sitting in there one night, and there's a knock on the door, and John and Yoko freaked and said, "Who can that be? You know, what's going on?" And sent me out to find out. And they were like huddled in the back room. They said, "You better go check and see who it is." And there was a double door. So I opened the inside door and I just heard these kids singing Christmas carols. So I yelled back, I said, "It's okay, it just sounds like the kids in the building singing Christmas carols." And then I opened the outside door and it was Paul and Linda. And they're going, "We wish you a Merry Christmas," you know. And I said, I think you want the guys in the back room now.
Well, I'd rather see your dead little girl than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or I won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. That's the end, little girl. And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe the line. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl.
Hello, goodbye, and run for your life on Ticket to Ride. Bob Gruen has another story about John, and it's a rare one. Remember how the Beatles caused a stir with the haircuts they wore when they first arrived in America? Bob Gruen does, and that's why he was a bit surprised to walk in one day and discover a bald Beatle.
But in the 60s, when people started growing long hair, and the Beatles were sort of a symbol, the first mass popular people who had long hair, it seemed to be like a real division line between generations and between philosophical and cultural ideas almost. You know, whether or not you had to have your hair a certain length because that was the rule, or you could do with your body as you felt. You know, and so the Beatles sort of symbolized the freedom of choice, you know, that went with having your hair whatever length you wanted. And then to walk in on this hot August day, or July day, I think it was, and see him sitting there bald, it was only because he was, you know, that free to make the choice that he just said, well, why don't you shave it off, see how it would feel. And I said, well, how is he? He says, great, you don't have to shampoo it or nothing, just take a shower, rinse it off, come out all clean. But he had the option of staying home for a while, and you know, because I looked at him and the first thing he said was like, don't laugh at me, you know. And I said, I'm not laughing, I'm jealous.
Baby,
down, and I Feel Fine from the Beatles on Ticket to Ride. My thanks to Bob Gruen for joining us this week, and best of luck to him in the future. Don't go anywhere, because I'm coming back with one of Todd Rundgren's Beatle cover songs. Then we'll check out what went on in the week in Beatle history. Stay on board. Hi, welcome back. I'm Scott Muni, and this is your Ticket to Ride. Todd Rundgren is one musician who definitely took notice of the Beatles' methods of making music and has incorporated the influence into his career. On his album entitled Faithful, Todd covered the Beatles' Rain, and here it is. Checking out some of the highlights from the week in Beatle history, it was back in 1961 that Brian Epstein followed his curiosity right into the Cavern Club. And there he saw, for the first time, the Beatles. 3 years later, Epstein and his band had the number one album in the UK with the soundtrack from their first film, A Hard Day's Night. Next year, in 65, the lads released a single containing Boys in Kansas City.
Die as long as I
That's And I Love Her from A Hard Day's Night, Great Britain's number one album this week in 1964. 2 years later, John wandered into the Indica Art Gallery in London and met Yoko Ono.
She said,
Set on You, new music from the new George Harrison album. Now it's time for this week's trivia question. Back in 1968, John and Yoko released their Two Virgins album. Now I know it's best known for what isn't on the cover, but there is a quote contained on the album, and it's from another Beatle. Whose quote is it? And for you experts who already know, what was the quote? I'll be back with those answers in a listener letter when Ticket to Ride rolls on. We're back on Ticket to Ride. I'm Scott Muni, and I left you with this week's two-part trivia question. I wanted to know who was quoted on John and Yoko's Two Virgins cover, and what was the quote? Well, the quote came from John's longtime collaborator, Paul McCartney, and it read, "When two great saints meet, it is a humbling experience." The long battles to prove he was a saint. This week we received a letter from Dawn Warren of Boise, Idaho. Dawn writes, "Dear Scott, somebody mentioned that there may be a Paul McCartney compilation album in the work. Have you heard anything about this?" Yes, Dawn, we have. It will be called All My Best. Strange little title, but the word that we've heard is they're aiming for a round Christmas release. So keep an eye out for it. It'll be interesting to see if it's what Paul considers his best or what the company considers his best, or a combination. Anyway, there will be a new McCartney album, Best Of. If you have a question or comment for me, send it to Scott Muni's Ticket to Ride, Box 775, Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, 19010. Oh, by the way, don't make any dinner plans for this time next week. We're gonna go to the Brasserie in Atlanta, Georgia, and meet the Peach City's newest proprietor, Ringo Starr. That event, the covering of the opening of his new restaurant, will be featured, and I think you'll enjoy what we have in store for you. Till then, I'm Scott Muni. Thanks for joining me on Your Ticket to Ride.
The executive producer of Scott Muni's Ticket to Ride is Denny Somach. This program was written by Kevin Gunn, with production by Sal DeLeo, research by Ken Sharp. Scott Muni's Ticket to Ride was produced by Tom Couch for Denny Somach Productions and is an exclusive presentation of DIR Broadcasting.